Okay, now let us listen to respiratory vent number 3. Now, this is a very impressive acoustic event. What's the underlying breath sound? Is it vesicular or is it bronchial? The answer is that it's vesicular, but it's a little bit higher pitched than a regular vesicular breath sound, and yet not high pitched enough to qualify as a bronchial breath sound, as a tubular breath sound. So that's the first point, and it's very important. By the time you develop bronchospasm, the first thing that happens is that your breath sounds become a little bit higher pitched. Do you hear any extra sounds? Yes, there are extra sounds and they're an exhalation. Are they long or short? They're long. Are they high pitched or low pitched? They're high pitched. So these are high pitched expiratory sounds longer than 250 milliseconds, and they have a musical quality. And these sounds are familiarly known as wheezes. Wheezes are extra sounds whose reputation is probably a bit overrated. In fact, they are clinically valuable, but they are often confusing. They may even mislead us. And the reason for that is that wheezes would be tremendously useful if they could be produced like the tone of an organ pipe. In an organ, each pipe generates a tone that is the result of the diameter and the length of the pipe. If wheezes could be produced in this way, we literally would be able to analyze the physical characteristics of the sound and through a mathematical formula reason out the diameter of the originating airway. Now, this is unfortunately not the case because airways are not organ pipes. They are shorter than what would be necessary to produce wheezes through this mechanism. So wheezes are not produced like the tones of an organ pipe, but they're actually produced like the sounds of a little toy trumpet, where a reed made of two sheets of metal starts fluttering as soon as air flows through. Now, in an asthmatic patient, the sound generation is based on the Bernoulli principle. So you will have air rapidly flowing through narrowed airways, and this will create a sucking effect on the airway walls. The airways will start fluttering, and this will create the wheeze. So the Bernoulli principle that operates in this situation is very much like the Bernoulli principle of your vacuum pumps in the lab, where rapid flow of water through a hole in a tube will suck air from the outside inward. So in summary, it's not really the diameter of the airway, but the flow of air through the airway, which is responsible for the production of wheezes. And that's why there are some very interesting phenomena that you need to be familiar with. An asthmatic that is about to stop breathing because of respiratory failure and fatigue may not be able to wheeze anymore because it's too tired to move enough air. And that's the conventional dictum of beware of a silent asthmatic. Things may not be getting better, they may just getting worse. Conversely, a normal subject may paradoxically generate such a forced expiratory flow to produce a wheeze. And that's why forced exhalation at the bedside is not a useful maneuver. It does not unmask subclinical wheezing, may actually misdiagnose asthma in normal patients. In other words, wheezing is neither sensitive nor specific for asthma. In fact, it was shown as early as 1977 that wheezing may resolve quite rapidly after treatment with bronchodilators, even if the patient's airways remain 50% of normal. And finally, remember also that wheezing carries a very wide differential diagnosis. In fact, not all that wheezes is asthma. It is essential, for example, that you recognize stridor. Stridor is a high-pitched, wheeze-like inspiratory event. It's different from a wheeze because it's always in inspiration. Wheezes, on the other hand, are either in expiration and in inspiration or only in expiration. They're never inspiratory only. So it's important that you pay attention to the timing of these sounds. Finally, keep in mind that even an expiratory wheeze could be originating in the upper airways. The mechanism would be an adduction of the vocal cords. So the reality is that you can't be sure unless you put your stethoscope over the neck. And if the wheeze is louder over the neck than over the chest, then the site of origin is most likely the upper airways. There is another form of wheezing that you need to keep in mind, and it is wheezing in the presence of heart failure, and that's called cardiac asthma. So again, wheezes are valuable clinical signs, but they lack sensitivity and specificity, and they are unable to pinpoint the site of the tracheobronchial tree that is responsible for their generation. So they are not as clinically valuable as crackles. One last point. If you're trying to assess the severity of an asthmatic, do not rely on the presence of wheezing, but on their length. So an asthmatic that wheezes only in exhalation is not as severe as an asthmatic that wheezes in exhalation and in inspiration.